Gimel Sivan, Thursday the 17th of May, Rabbi Benji Morgan. Shavuos 2018, what's in it for me?
This is Mr. Mavalville Sotten.
Slight media hiccup. Good morning, everyone. So, what's very interesting, try and get to the understanding of what Shavuos is. What is the Chag HaShavuos? Most people are familiar with Chag HaShavuos as Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Although, maybe the first point to point out is that the Torah doesn't say anything about Shavuos being Zman Matan Torah Seinu. The Chag Shavuos Taseh Lecha Bikuri Ketzir Chitim. And in Parashat Semer it says, V'krosem be'etzem ayim azeh. We know that Pesach, we know where Makuris are, Zman Chayruseinu. Sukkos, Tera, Zman Simchaseinu, V'samachta v'chagecha. But when it comes to Shavuos, we are so familiar. You ask any child, Shavuos, they tell you it's Zman Matan Chayruseinu. Cheesecake. Zman Matan Chayruseinu. But the Torah doesn't say it's Zman Matan Chayruseinu. You won't find anywhere in the Torah where it refers to Shavuos as Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So that's a first question, something to think about. Also, the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalet points out, he asks a kasha. He says, which day of the week did the Yidden come out of Mitzrayim? Thursday, right? Which day did the Yidden get the Torah? The Gemara, everyone agrees that it happened on Shabbos, asks the Magen Avraham, count the amount of days from a Thursday to a Shabbos. 51. What day do we keep Shavuos on? 50. So it comes out we're not actually keeping Shavuos on the day of this Zman Matan Torah Seinu. So the plot thickens.
Except in
Chutz Laaretz. Sorry, okay, we'll get there. And also, Be'etzim and Shavuos, the third point. So the first point that we asked was, the Torah doesn't mention anything about Zman Matan Torah Seinu. That's an interesting ha'ara. The second point you mentioned is day 50, day 51. It doesn't even seem to be on the day of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. And the third question is that Shavuos is kept. The Torah says you keep Shavuos 50 days after Pesach, right? So in that case, there shouldn't even be a Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. Why do we keep 2 days of Shavuos? That means, let's understand why we keep 2 days. The reason why we keep 2 days was because you had to wait for the Shlichim to come through. You could only be Mekadosh HaChodesh in its own Chodesh. So in Nisan, until the end of Nisan, you would find out whether you kept Pesach on the right. Until the end of Nisan, you might find out you kept Pesach on the right or the wrong day. You'd keep 2 days. But once you get into Sivan, you know when Pesach was. So as long as you know when Pesach was, you count 50 days from whenever the actual Pesach was, the first or the second, and then you should keep just 1 day. So Ve'etzim on Shavuos, that Shavuos should be the one time when actually we don't have 2 days. You should have 1 day, because the Torah says, keep Shavuos 50 days after whenever Pesach in reality was. So those are the three kind of questions that maybe we can hone in and understand what Ve'etzim, to pay a pun on the word, what Ve'etzim Shavuos is. So just remind us. First question was, the Torah doesn't mention anything about Zman Matan Torah Seinu. When it comes to Pesach and Sukkos, we know exactly what the Zman is, but we call it Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Why not? It's called Bikuri Ketzir Chitim, Be'etzem Ayei Mazeh, but it doesn't mention Zman Matan Torah Seinu. Second question, Mokan Avron's question, Thursday to Shabbos, count the days, it's 51 days. Third question, Bechlal Shavuos, second day, what is that about? So the Magen Avraham in Siman Tov Tzadi Dalud, he says, he asks this question. Lomo no eisim shavuos b'yom chamishin l'sfira, ha-b'yitzias Mitzrayim ha-yomatan ter b'yom nun alef l'sfira. Da b'yom chamishi tesvob nis n'yotz Mitzrayim, v'shavuos shavuos acharei zeh, b'yom Shabbos kodesh, to ha-gemar eime, l'kula alma, b'shabbos nitna ter l'Yisrael. So he brings an answer, b'shem the sefer Asor Ma'amoris, that it's coming to be Shabbos lirmois lono yontov sheni shal golius. The Torah came to be meramas to us that there's something going to be called Yontov Sheni Shel Golios, and therefore it makes the entire Yontov of Shavuos on the second day, because then you'll know that when we keep Yontov Sheni Shel Golios, you'll be keeping it on the day of Matan Torah. Really, Matan Torah, for example, this year, Motzei Shabbos, Shavuos comes in. Really, the real Zman Matan Torah Seinu is Sunday night, Monday. But why does the Torah give us this, give it a day earlier? Why does the Torah give us a day to be meramis to us that in Golos you'll be keeping the real day of Shavuos? So, the Chasam Sofer in Beit Zadal Dom Beis, Dimaskalit May asks here on the Asar Mamoris, he says, how can it be? Here we are, celebrating Shavuos, the Zman of when we're having our Chirus from being for the Goyim, the Zman when we were Kabbal, the Torah made us separate. And what are you telling me? We're already Al Shema Osib, not keeping it on the right day. He also asks, you've made the Tofel the Ikka. That means, you're so, according to Sefer Asar Maharis, he's so focused on trying to get us to understand that there's a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios. We've now... And what about the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, asks the Chasam Sofer? They're keeping it this year, Motzei Shabbos, till Sunday night. They're not even keeping the Zman Matan Torah Seinu at all. If it's 51 days, then Al Shem Osid, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, will never keep the day of the real Shavuos, the day of the Matan Torah. So the Minchas Chinuch in Shin Tes and the Chasam Sofer go with an idea that the reason why the Torah tells us what it means of the Yom Tov Sheni is not Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golios, but it's Al Shem the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Osid Lovoy. Why? Because in the future, Eretz Yisrael will grow. Eretz Yisrael is not going to just be Eretz Yisrael, it will be Yisfashit, it will be much further. That means that when the Mekadosh the Chodesh, the same problem we have now in Chutz La'aretz, you'll have Al Shem La Osid Lovoy. The Kasha is that in the world of that we live in today, if we go with the Rambam that says... if we go with the Rambam which says that when Mashiach comes, then the Olam Kuminhoge Noyheg, then in the world we live in today, one can imagine that as soon as they're Mekadosh the Chodesh in Yerushalayim, I'm not sure whether it's going to be 2 seconds later or 3 seconds later, depending on whether people use telephones or whatever they'll have then. I don't know if there's something called email or WhatsApp or something, it is, whatever group that people will be on, as soon as they're Mekadosh the Chodesh, everyone's going to know. The Chasam Sofer says, it's Al Shem La'osid Lovoy, because when Mashiach comes, you know, who knows, people might be living in Eretz Yisrael from Yisbashit, maybe it will even Yisbashit as far as London, let's say, and it could take time for the Shluchi Beis Din to come. The reason why he's answering that is that, no, okay, it's not. The kasha was, why, when on a day of Shavuos, when you're celebrating Chirus from the Goyim, are you remembering the Yontov Sheni Shel God? He says, no, it's the Yontov Sheni Shel Osid Lovoy. It's when Mashiach comes. So the kasha is that when Mashiach comes, Be'ez Hashem, unless there's some type of electromagnetic bomb which blows up any communications in the future... The rabbis won't know. No, but they're telephones. They're saying they're telephones. They're telephones. The shayla is, even if a telephone call takes 5 minutes later, you still know within 5 minutes. So the truth is, unless there's some type of electromagnetic bomb, and there'll be no communications, go back to the olden days, then maybe we won't. The Chasam Sofer is right. So I heard that Reb Moshe Wolfson went to Reb Yudel Horovitz and asked him this question. He said, what's the pshat? Now that we know there's such a thing as telecommunications, why is it that the Chasam Sofer, how can it be the Chasam Sofer writes that in La'asid Lovay there'll be 2 days that if Eretz Yisrael grows longer, grows bigger? And Rav Yudel Horovitz told him that he was at the Tzion of the Chasam Sofer in Preshburg, and while he was at the Tzion, then the answer to this question came to him. And he said to him, he said that Chasson Sefer was living in Freshbrook. He never chalomed. He thought Mashiach was going to come to today, 5 minutes time, a week's time. He thought it would definitely come in his lifetime. The world would be exactly as it was then. So Mela, in the Chasson Sefer's mind, there was never going to be any advance further beyond. And when Mashiach would come, of course it would be like the way there is in Freshbrook. But now that we actually have all these communications, then the Chasson Sefer's answer is somewhat... we need to understand it, it'll be easier, because then the 2 days that we're keeping our Shem La'asid Lavoi, will there be in La'asid Lavoi 2 days? It's not. So we go back to the question, which is, here we are, Mogen Avraham's asking, day 50, day 51, so he says it's Sal Yontov Sheni Shel Golius. So it comes out that Bnei Eretz Yisrael are not keeping the day of Shavuos of the Zman, when the Torah was given Bichlal, and it comes out that even in Golus, you're kind of keeping... The whole premise of Shavuos was based on something that was going to happen in time to come. So it leaves us with some difficulties. Now, before we come back to that, we need to understand, why was it, dafka by Shavuos, that we would have this meramas for these 2 days? Why was it the Chag of Shavuos, we've got the 2 days to tell us, day 50, day 51, really it should have been day 51. But in order to be meramas, there's such a thing as 2 days Yom Tov. By Shavuos, it tells us day 50 and day 51. Why by Shavuos? Why do we do that by any of the other Yom Tov? Why did the Torah not put Pesach on Yud Dalot or Sukkos on the day earlier? Right, Shavuos, we have the day earlier. Why dafka by Shavuos? Why is it coming to meramas us? So the Chasson Sofer in Shavuos in Yerodei Rishnun, he brings that Be'etzem, the question that we asked, Shavuos really is no Sveika Diyema. 50 days the Torah says, you're keeping your second day, why are you keeping 2 days? There's no Sveika Diyema. So he says, the only reason why we keep the second day of Yom Tov by Shavuos is Shlo Lezalzel B'Sha'or Yom Tovim. It's only so that on the other Yom Tovim, it shouldn't be that you have Pesach and Shavuos and everyone thinks, oh, it's not really a second day. But then the Chasson Sofer, in Ur Chaim, Shuvah Kuf Mem Hei, says something very fascinating. You might think, because of Shlo Lezalzel, it's less Chomor. He says, no. Usually there's a Sof Sveika D'Yoma. Usually when you keep a second day of Yom Tov, you're not sure, is it this day or is it the next day? So therefore the second day Yom Tov, there's all sorts of kulos. He says, on Shavuos, Chazal knew, we know that it's not the next day, but the Chazal made it, that it's a Kviyas Yom, it's Atzal Chumra, we made it a Vadai day of Yom Tov. Which means that the second day of Shavuos is more Chomor, says the Chasson Sofer, than a regular Yom Tov. A regular Yom Tov, you're not sure, is it today or is it tomorrow? So by the time you get the second day, because we know when the day now is Tesvav, the next day is the second day Yom Tov, there's all sorts of kudos. By Shavuos, it's not because it was a Sofok, it's because the Torah says, we want you to keep the second day. Why? Because Chazal said, you want to keep the second day, Kadesh Lo Lezalzel. But if it's Kadesh Lo Lezalzel, then now it's not Al Sofok, it's Al Svadai. You're keeping the second day Yom Tov as a Vadai. So there could be actually some very interesting nafkaminas according to this Chasson Sofer. Because in the Sefer Moedim Azmanim, Chilek Vav Simon Kof Lamed Vav, he brings a very interesting thing. There's a Tshuva in Yerodei Rishnun, which Chasson Sofer is marich on Mila Shaloi Bezmano on Yom Tov Sheni. The Rosh is Machmir. That means you've got a Mila, Shalabis Mano, maybe couldn't have it on the actual day. And now it comes out that it's ready to have its bris on the second day of Yom Tov. So there's a machloikas. The Rosh is machmir and says, you're not machal Yom Tov. And that's how we pass in the Yerodei Rish Samach Vav Sivches. And the Shach argues, and he's matter like the Rambam. And we paskin the Nidbi Huda and others paskin, they give maskana that it's nearer ke'ikad kedivrei harosh, that you're not doicha. And the Chasson Sofer himself actually is machmir like that. Now, what about if you have a Sofok Mila Bizmano? What if you have a Sofok Mila Bizmano? So, for example, a Yetzer Doifin. A Yetzer Doifin, there's a Sofok whether you could be doicha Shabbos or not. So it comes, the dime pad for here. Either that it was born, Suffolk, which time it's born, or a Yetzer Doifin where there's. Yetzer Doifin is not a Suffolk. It's either a Suffolk or Yetzer Doifin where you have Machloikas. Yetzer Doifin is Machloikas whether you are doing for Shabbos or not.
What's the reason for not doing the Olam HaBa? Because the baby was not born naturally at a particular time.
So it's still born on that day.
Yeah, but that's...
It was extracted manually.
That means that you've got machlokes.
Sometimes an emergency.
No, not because of that. There's one thing which is you've got a sofuk. You've also got machlokes rishonim about yetzer dofen whether it's doicha Shabbos or not. So we don't know. So usually we're machmir not to. On Yom Tov Sheni, there was a story here actually in London where Dan Padva on Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos said that in this case, there was yetzer dofen which we knew when it was born. But it turned out that the bris was going to be on the second day of Yom Tov, which was actually the second day of Yom Tov Shavuos. And Dan Padva said, in that case, we could be simich on the Mekilim, like the Shach, that you can be doicha. Why? Because on the second day of Yom Tov.
Bris should be when?
On Yom Tov. Bris should be on Yom Tov. And you can, that means you are doicha the Yom Tov, and you make the bris. Because it says, because Yom Tov Sheni Shal Galiyos, right, is a Shaila in itself, And because over here now that it's you've got the other sofer, because you've got a machlokes in itself between the Shach and the Rambam, so in this case you could be somech on the Shach. Well, what's very interesting is that this story took place on the second day of Shavuos. Now, let's go back to the second day of Shavuos. On the second day of Shavuos, the Chasam Sofer himself says that that's different to the other Yom Tovim. The Sefer Moedim Azmanim says it can't be that Yom Tov Sheni Shal Shavuos, which is only because Kadesh Shalei the Zalzel, can be more chomor than a regular Yom Tov. But the Chasam Sofer says, no, faket, because it's now not B'teres Sofek, but rather B'teres Vadai, it's more chomor than the other days of a regular Yom Tov, which means that according to the Chasam Sofer, if you had a Yetzer Dofen on other Yom Tovim, you would go with that Sofek and say, let's go like the Shach. But because it's Shavuos, the Chasam Sofer says there's a second day of Shavuos you're only keeping because you were of a Sofek, because you knew Bavadai, but Chazal still made it a Yom Tov. So now there's no Sofek anymore to be able to Yisomech on the Shach. You don't have a Sofek. The whole reason why you Yisomech on the Shach is because you weren't sure. Is it Shavuos? Is it not Shavuos? You know when it comes to Shavuos what day it is. So therefore, according to Chasam Sofer, there's a strong tzad to say that on the second day of Shavuos you would be Machmir, and a Yetzer Dofen, you wouldn't go like that. But, like we said, the Sefer Moedim Azmanim, and this is probably what Dan Padua was going with, Sefer Moedim Azmanim says that it can't be that because of a Sofuk of Kadesh Leila Zalzel, because we didn't want to make the other Yom Tovim look bad, now Shavuos become more chomer than the thing you don't want to make look bad. So that's a very interesting thing that Halacha L'maisa could come out, that when it comes to Shavuos, on the second day, even though we have all sorts of kulos on Yom Tov Sheni, there would be a very strong sound, according to Chasam Sofer, when it comes to refuah and other things that on Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golius we usually make all. The Yom Tov Sheni Shal Shavuos, it could be very different.
Even Bizman Azer, the other Yom Tov Shenis.
Yeah. When now the Yom Tov Sheni.
You can't say Sveika, because I don't really have a Sofek Bizman Azer.
Yeah, that means because now that we've got a Luach, is there really a Sofek?
Forget the Tikkun of the original Tikkun of Chazal. Yeah. Now that we've got a Luach.
Yeah.
You can't say Sfek Sfeker.
No, but we do see, for example, nowadays we have a Yom Tov Sheni, we pass on Halacha L'maisa, on Yom Tov Sheni, it doesn't have the same din as the first day of Yom Tov, we make or Refuah and other things. Why? Yeah. Because Be'etzim it's intrinsically based on a Sofek. We go back to where the Makar of that din was. Whereas the Shavuos was never intrinsically based on a Sofek. The reason why you're giving it doesn't go back to that Makar. So, coming back to the shayla of why was it dafka by Shavuos that the Torah is meramas to Yom Tov Sheni. So I was thinking that maybe this is the pshat. Because there's many people that I meet that say, look, Rabbi, I'm confused. Like, now that we have the Luach, why are we keeping Yom Tov Sheni? Right? It's a legitimate question. But the reality is that we know that now that Chazal have been koveya it, that is the din. So perhaps, maybe the pshat why the Torah tells us by Shavuos is to say that in the same way by Shavuos, even though you know which day your Shavuos is, we still keep a second day. Right? We still keep a second day in order, Kadesh Shalei Lezalzel, and now it's got a Din Vadai. Perhaps the reason why the Torah tells us, like the Magen Avraham says, Shabbat Lurma is not a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius, is to say that the Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golius isn't a nice, cute thing, because even when you know which day Yom Tov is, you should still keep it, right? But Lirma, as long as we ask, why is it, Magen Avraham says, why do we keep the second day? Shabbat Nirmuz Lodi Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias. It's come to Meramaz as the Yom Tov Sheni Shal Golias. So we ask the question, why is it coming to be Meramaz to us, put by Shavuos? Why didn't it tell it to us by Pesach or Sukkos? But maybe because the whole reason why we're keeping the second day of Yom Tov is because Chazal telling us that you shouldn't be Mezalza, which means that it gets a Din Vadai. Don't mistreat the other Yom Tovim either, because the reason why you're keeping, like the Chasan Sofer says, you're not keeping Shavuos second day because you're of a Sofuk, you're keeping Shekesh day Shavuos because you're a Vadai, right? But you still keep it. You know that it's not Shavuos, but you still keep it. So now, even nowadays, the Torah is telling us, so to speak, Al Shema Osid, even nowadays, when you're not, when you know that that Pesach is Tesvav, still keep the second day. Don't be an Ibbah Chocham, don't be greater than the Torah. Maybe that's why, but Dafka by Shavuos, when you're actually clear that it's not Shavuos, and you still keep it, the Torah comes to tell us, we keep it because Chazal tell us to keep it. Maybe that's perhaps the lesson. Very interesting, the Brisker Rav ala Torah, he points out that the Torah uses this Loshon of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. It's this very unique Loshon of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. Well, only by Shavuos does he use this Loshon of Be'etzem on this day.
And by Bishminu,
sorry?
And by Bishminu,
ultimately. No, he's saying on Yom Tov. It's only Yom Tov that it says Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, right? So why is it Be'etzem? Why does it tell us Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? The idea is, why Be'etzem? Because it's actually on this day. That means this is the only Yom Tov where we have no suffix, says the Brisker Rav. Count 50 days, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. When you're being with Kaddish Shavuos, there's not a question because the previous Chodesh or the Chodesh before that. You know exactly when Shavuos is. Shavuos takes place 50 days after, even if you're not sure on the other Yom Tovim, as you're Mekadosh the Chag, is it that day or the second day, and you'll only find out at the end of the month. So the Brisker Rav, Shavuos is different because it's actually Tehillah on the 50 days. So now, going back to the original question of Mogen Avraham. Mogen Avraham asks, really it was the day 50, and this is a unbelievable, I came across this, it's unbelievable, this Prima Godim. It brings a Rivosh in Siman Sadivot. Why Yidden came out of the Yidden came out of Mitzrayim on a Thursday. Count 50 days, you're going to get to Friday. We know the Torah was given on a Shabbos. Says the Rivosh, very interesting thing. That really, I'll read you out. Be'emes Chag HaShavuos ein lo shaychus l'matan Torah. Chag HaShavuos has no shaychus to Matan Torah. If a Torah like Huzkar, Shehuzman, Matan Torah Seinu. And the Torah doesn't mention that it's Azman Matan Torah Seinu. Bizman, Shekid Shubir'ia, Hayupam Biyom He, Opam Biyom Zayn Sivan. Achshob, the Kavua Luach, now that they've been Kavir, the Luach, Vahu B'mikre, Yom Matan Torah, now that they've been Kavir Luach, and it's on the 6th of Sivan, which happens to be the day of the Matan Torah, Lacha Imrim's Man Matan Torah Seinu. Therefore we say it's the Man Matan Torah Seinu. But what he's saying is that actually, the Chag HaShavuos and the Man Matan Torah Seinu happens to be, and he says, B'mikra, right? Okay, we know such thing as Mikra, but say, he says, it happens to be a coincidence that Man Matan Torah Seinu turns out on Shavuos. The Chag HaShavuos is Man Bikurim. The Chag HaShavuos is the Sefirot Yomim, 7 weeks you count afterwards. We ask the question, what is all Sefirot Yomim? Nothing to do with the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It's Zman Bikurim, Zman Bikurim. If you look at the Torah Parshas Emor, right, it doesn't mention the Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It says, Bereishis Bikurim, Aretz Achol, bring a Bikurim. Shtei Alechem. Also, you'd have a whole different Svarim written about that. It happens to be that we now have Zman Matan Torah Seinu, so obviously we link it in, right? But it's not Be'etzem, something which was... So, just to be clear, when Klal Yisrael, the kasha was, Thursday we came out of Mitzrayim, Shabbos we get the Torah. So why, if it's 51 days, you count the days 51 days, why is it 50? The answer is because the 50 days has no shaychus to Zman Matan Torah Seinu. It punked works out nowadays that it was the day of Matan Torah comes on the second day of Shavuos. And it comes out, the Maaseh what we're saying is, according to Ravosh, where all of Klal Yisrael keeping in Eretz Yisrael Shavuos, they're not keeping it on the day of Zman Matan Torah Seinu. They're not even keeping it on Zman Matan Torah Seinu. No, because that's the whole thing with Chasan Sofer, it's Al Shem Golias La'asid Lovoy, right? It looks to be Ramas to us, etc. Right? To tell us that there will be a Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. But this Rivosh is saying something unbelievable. Everything we is embedded in us, that the whole Shavuos, this Zman Matan Torah Seinu, is B'mikra, says the Rivosh. This is Lashon the Rivosh. Now, Prima God and Pri Chodesh also bring down this Rivosh. Now, it's only an Afgamina Now that we live in a world of where we do keep it on, we do keep Shavuos as Zman Matan Torah Seinu, we say it in the Tefillos, of course we're celebrating Zman Matan Torah Seinu as well. But if you want to know what the biblical, where are the times of the biblical Eretz Yisrael, were they keeping Zman Matan Torah Seinu? Sometimes, says the Ribosh, it was on the 5th, sometimes it was on the 7th. It wasn't even necessarily on the 6th. But the Ma'aseh of the Marashah in Avodah Zarah, given on base, has a beautiful idea, which I think is a great take home. He says, why do we make Shavuos on the day before Shavuos? That was the question, right? We keep Shavuos the day before Shavuos. And then the day of Shavuos. The second day of Shavuos is the main day, but it's the second day. He says, because the Ika Zecher of Shavuos is Kodem Matan Torah. Why? Because it's the Yom Shenikmar HaHachona Shel Klal Yisrael. The day that we keep of Shavuos on Sunday night is the day that they finalize their preparations. Why? Because Yiras Chet Kodem L'Chochma B'mayla V'zman. Says the Marsha, that if you want to know what is the preparation for Shavuos, what is Shavuos celebration? The Goyim, they say it's the bottom line. You know, they would say, why even wait for 50 days? You've got a Torah, come out, it's right, get your Torah the next day. What's the pshat in Sefiras HaYomer? Is that every day we're growing. If we would have gone, says the Marashah, to the bottom line to get the day that we got the Torah, people would have misunderstood. They would have thought the whole purpose of the Torah is to get the Torah. Says the Marashah, the whole purpose of the Torah is continued growth. Is that every step of the Sefiras HaYomer, of Yiras Chet, of growth, of counting. So even when we get the Torah, it doesn't stop there. And therefore the Torah is Moranus by giving us the Torah the day before, by us celebrating Shavuos the day before we receive the Torah, it's to be Moranus to us that the purpose of Zman Matan Torah Seinu is not just to receive the Torah, but to continue with the Torah day in, day out. So a lot of times people, as we climb the Memtes Shari Tumah from Pesach until Shavuos, then there's this kind of concept of atzeres. People stop, right? With Baruch Hashem, everyone's been counting the Amen, everyone's growing, and then Shavuos comes and you get the Torah, and then you've received it, and that's it. Similar to people who kind of work on their marriage in the run-up to the marriage, right? They do have the chosen classes and lessons, and then they're married, and that's it. No more work needed. So the Marsha is saying that Faket, the whole purpose of getting married, the whole purpose of Zman Matan Torah Seinu was to continue to grow. And therefore, the celebration every year as a reminder of that is for the final day of Hachonos. It's the final day of the Yiras Chet. It's the final day of the preparation, because the whole purpose of why we have the Torah is in order to continue to grow. And the Magen Avraham brings one final answer, that Moshe was Hosef Yom Echad Midaitoi. Because Moshe Rabbeinu added one day Midaitoi, and the preparation. So really, Hashem, so to speak, wanted to give the Torah the day before. So the Zman Matan Torah Seinu was really on Yom Chamishim. Moshe Rabbeinu at that time decided Al Seirah Shah to push it off for a day. Well, it's very interesting from a Machshavah perspective. We know that Rav Dessler writes that there's every year, that every Zman is brought down Derech Hashem, and another Sfarim, every Zman has its Zman Mesugol, right? So what, actually, according to the way we're understanding here, the Magen Avraham, if it's Yom Echad Midaita, the real segula of the Yom of Zman Matan Torah Seinu, Moshe Rabbeinu pushed it off historically by one day. But really, the Yom Mesugol was Vav Sivan. Yes, it was given on Zayin Sivan, but the Zman Mesugol of Matan Torah is really Vav Sivan, which means the energy that one can tap into every year of that continued growth, of that continued Steiging, of that continued Kabbalah Sotera, is Taka on Vav Sivan. Shkech.